expectation for you. If we look into the Maariv service, we know that the Maariv service has a beginning part. If you start with Matovu or anything else, this is a thing which is extra, not in the Maariv service itself. The Maariv service itself begins with Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is the beginning of the Maariv. And from the from Baruch Hu to the end of Hashkiveinu, to the end of Hashkiveinu, we have Shema and its blessings, Shema uvirchoteha, Shema and its blessings. Then you have the verse which has to do with the holidays or with the Shabbat. We discussed that. Then comes the Chatzi Kaddish, and Chatzi Kaddish is a divider, but also a connector between these two parts, between Shema and its blessings, and the Amidah. And then comes the Amidah. And after the Amidah, we finish the Amidah, there are the concluding prayers, Aleinu L'Shabeach, other things like Kiddush, if you do it in the synagogue, before Aleinu L'Shabeach. If you do Sfirat HaOmer, Sfirat HaOmer is also done before Kiddush. All these additional things, they come between the Amidah and Aleinu L'Shabeach. Then comes Aleinu L'Shabeach, Kish Yatom, Mourner's Kaddish, and after that we conclude with some kind of a song to end the service. So basically what you have are, as the main part of the services, are two: the Shema and its blessings, and the Amidah. Now, from a Nusach point of view, they differ. They're very, very different. Shema and Bichoteh and the Amidah, always. They're always different. Historically, one should say that the Amidah was never said by the Chazan on the evening. The evening service, historically, and also that's the minhag that is still kept in the Orthodox synagogues, the Amidah is said silently, and then the Chazan goes directly into the last Kaddish, Kaddish Shalem, and he does not repeat the Amidah at all. In the Reform synagogues, it became customary to have the Chazan sing aloud the Amidah even on the evening.
Or only the last Shalom Rav.
That depends on which synagogue you go in.
Yeah, and I think that's what we need. We can have here in Holland, we have a silent Amidah, and then Chazan starts
the Shalom Rav.
That's not everywhere.
Not everywhere.
That's not universally accepted. And there were all sorts of debates about that, whether we should or we should not do that in the Reform movement. And finally, it seems that most congregations want to do the Amidah on the evening because of some what we call pastoral reasons. That means
that a service.
Right, because they may not do a service in the morning, or if they do a service in the morning, service in the morning is attended by not enough people, and so you want to have the entire congregation some kind of give them some kind of feeling of the holiday, and therefore you do the Amidah in the evening. Now, because of that, from a musical point of view, the Amidah in the evening never developed an independent nusach, except for the short form of the repetition of the Amidah on Shabbat, which is actually the Vaichulu and Baruch Ata, and then Magen Avot. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Ve'avoteinu, Eloheinu Avraham Eloheinu Yitzchak Ve'yaakov, Kone Shamayim Ve'aretz. That's it, and then you go into Magen Avot. Magen Avot is a short form of the Amidah. It has all the blessings of the Amidah, but made up in short sentences. So from a musical point of view, only Shabbat evening developed the Nusach, and the Nusach was only for the section which has the very little formula of the Amidah, and then Magen Avot. But on the holidays, nothing developed as a nusach for the Amidah. So the question is, what do you do? And the regular thing to do is, if the idea is that we are moving the Shacharit Amidah to the evening in order for people to get this feeling of the holiday, then what you have to do is to move the nusach of the Amidah from the morning to the evening and use it this way. And this is what is done in most Reform congregations. So you use the Amidah the way you use it in Shacharit, you use it in the evening service. Now, from a nusach point of view, there is a very distinct separation between the Shema and Birchotea and the Amidah. Briefly, Shema and Birchotea has this nusach. This all belongs to Shema Uvirchotea until Chatzi Kaddish. Now comes the Amidah, and the Amidah is has the following nusach. The first benedictions, the first ones, that means Avot and Gevurot and Kedushat Hashem, that means Baruch Ata, Eloheinu Lo Avoteinu, Lo Yavam Lo Yitzchak Yaakov, Ata Gibor, Lo Olam Adonai, and the Kedusha, or the short formula in the evening, Ata Kadosh Veshimcha Kadosh. All of these are recited in the regular Shabbat Musaf. The holiday nusach begins at the very end of the Kedusha, and that depends on the congregations how you do it, but in any case, the end of the Kedusha leads to Ata V'chartanu. Ata V'chartanu is the main section of the nusach for the Amidah. So Ata V'chartanu Mikol Amin, and then Eloheinu Lavoteinu Yaleh V'yavoh, and V'hasi'enu. These are strictly nusach, and then this nusach carries on until Sim Shalosh, until the end of the Amidah. Yes, every thing is in this nusach.
No.
It's
a different
A different Chag Nusach.
Okay.
Yeah, Tav Chatan Nusach.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And we can
talk about that. Just one Nusach.
The text changes. The text changes according to the holiday.
But
the Nusach stays the same for all the holidays.
It's the same day.
Yeah.
But you said you also use that day in the winter.
Yes. And you use, okay. So, it became customary to use the same nusach to go through the entire Amidah with the same nusach. And the reason for that was that there were special prayers inserted in the Retzei, the Avodah, special prayers for the holidays inserted. We don't have it here. Do we have a Te'erav Alecha Atiratenu in our service?
No.
Okay. So there was special sections with Te'erav Alecha Atiratenu and also the priestly blessing, which was done on holidays and not on Shabbatot.
The whole Dukhan
service. I don't know what the minhag is here. I mean, if you have it at all.
We don't have it. No.
No.
Can I ask you, when, what you say now applies also to Chol HaMoed service, Shabbat.
Now, Chol HaMoed, Shabbat Chol HaMoed is different. Shabbat Chol HaMoed and Shabbat and Chol HaMoed itself is different. But let's get this one straight first of all, and then we'll talk about Shabbat Chol HaMoed. Okay, is this clear? I mean, you have two sections in the Amidah. The first section is Shabbat. The second section is the Amidah, the holiday Amidah.
And the second section starts with
and I'll show you the transition. Actually, at the end of the Kedusha, you start transiting. Yeah, you start transiting into the into that.
That would be on the website.
Yeah,
that's more of it.
Okay. And so I hope this is clear. Now let's go into. Do you have any questions that, so far about the Amidah, the structure of the Amidah?
No. Okay. This is only the Amidah that you don't use for Shabbat for Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're talking about. Because if you have
the
Amidah Shabbat, it's just Shabbat Amidah.
What do you mean, Shabbat Chol
HaMoed? No, Shabbat Chol HaMoed or Shabbat.
Okay. On regular Shabbat, you use the Shabbat service. I mean, no question about that.
Yeah.
Now, what if a holiday like the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbat?
Yeah.
Then what you do? It's the holiday takes precedence. And the only thing that you do is you add these things which have to do with Shabbat. For instance, instead of saying Baruch Atah Adonai Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'Azmanim, you say Baruch Ata Adonai Mekadesh HaShabbat VeYisrael VeHazmanim. Also, in some congregations there are inserts for Shabbat, like Yismechu BeMalchutcha in the middle of the service. So there you move to Shabbat Musaf for that little section to give a feeling of Shabbat. So that, but the main Nusach is the holiday Nusach. The reverse is on Shabbat Chol HaMoed. Shabbat Chol HaMoed is a Shabbat. Happens to be on Pesach or Sukkot or Shavuot. Shavuot is not Chol HaMoed. On Pesach or in Sukkot, Shabbat. In this case, what you do, you use the regular Shabbat service, but you add Ya'aleh V'Yavoh in the Shabbat service, and this insert you could do in the holiday Nusach.
The rest of the Nusach is today's Shabbat.
Today's Shabbat,
yeah, then
all the way.
Okay.
But there is one little thing that you do, a little trick. At the very end of the Amidah, HaMevarech Et Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, you want to give the congregation a hint that you're going into the Hallel. Mm-hmm. On Shabbat Chol HaMoed you say Hallel. So you say this end, HaMevarech Et Baruch Atah Adonai HaMevarech Et Amo Yisrael B'Shalom Amen. Everybody knows that's holiday Nusach, and that is a hint that you're going to do the Hallel in that service.
So the Ga'al Yisrael.
The Ga'al Yisrael is regular.
When you are Ga'al Yisrael, you do the Mashabbat
No, Ga'al Yisrael leads into the Shabbat Amidah, and Shabbat Amidah is regular Nusach, so you don't have to change that.
Okay,
Micha Mocha, you change according to the season.
Okay.
If it's Chol HaMoed Pesach, you sing it on the Pesach tune.
Yes.
If it's Chol HaMoed
Israel, you go back into Shabbat.
Right, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. What, I didn't see it. I have the consumer. But Shabbat Chol HaMoed is a bit complicated from my point of view. So why do the complicated things first? Let's do the simpler things first and then get it set and we know what we're doing.
Maybe make the table a bit louder.
Okay. So what we need to do first thing is to do the Nusach for the Ma'ariv Shalosh Regalim. And to go a little bit deeper into that, into that Nusach. So we have these pages. Please, if you don't have these pages, look with somebody. That's last time we distributed these pages. You remember we finished the last time with a promo, so to speak, promotional for the okay. Right. So the Balfour is very simple. Let's just okay. Let's do it together. The congregation is supposed to say. Now you need to have a few spies in the congregation, yeah, to help you do that. But then you have to respond the same way. Baruch Adonai Moral, let's do it. Baruch Adonai Moral. Okay? Alright, it complicates us. Alright, let's do it again just to make sure that everybody does it. Okay, now somebody, the rabbi or somebody else, is going to read the first section of the brachot, and we go into Umar Vir Yom. Umar Vir Yom, Umar Vir Laila. Umar Vir Yom, Umar Vir Laila. Okay, let's then until this part. Now you see, we already have a section which is like the Baruchu. It's really a development of what we had in the Baruchu. There is another section. Which is complementary. In all these Nusach pieces, you have always two sections for these passages. Umar Vir Yom, Kirem Chayenu. Two passages that somehow are work together, but one of them is a little bit different. So, let's do the second section. U El Chay Vekayam. From a musical point of view, it is really a bit strange. It's neither major nor minor. You have, like, you are, so to speak, in C major, da 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 da, but you have 8 flat. Da 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 da. And then up there you have da da, but down there da 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 da, you have E natural and E flat.
It's very nice.
It is wonderful.
Yeah.
It is very beautiful. It is. It has some kind of an exotic flavor to it.
Yeah.
But it is a very ancient nusach. Very, very ancient nusach.
It's a very broadly used, a typical Western Ashkenazi.
It's typical Western Ashkenazi.
Okay.
Typical Western, and it is much earlier than Eastern Ashkenazi nusach. Okay, so let's do the entire thing again. Umami Yom, let's do it.
Umami Yom, Umami Yom.
It's the same kind of the same melody. Baruch Atah Adonai. Let's do this one.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Again. Baruch
Atah.
Okay. I wrote it down. Thanks to Bram, who sang it to me in Nusach. Then there was some differences between us and what we have here, and I think Yopel raised the question about two notes there about that. And if you look at the first part, the second line, according to some traditions, they say Adonai. Instead of Adonai, Adonai, like you do in Hebrew. So he can use either this one or that one. They are both kosher. Okay.
Attention on that.
El Chai, it's not El Chai. El Chai Lekayam. It is so beautiful, this kind of deviation from the... The other beautiful thing about it is that it does not end on the tonic. This is the tonic.
Answer the question.
Yeah, it has... on the question. Like floating in the air, and gives us a feeling of eternity by that. So, when... This nusach is really very, very precious. Please guard it, keep it, sing it. Now let's go to Kihem Chayenu, which is exactly the same kind of nusach.
Kihem Chayenu ve'olam Chayenu u'vaem ne'el v'olam v'alayla ve'alam atasir
Kasir mi meno
olami, Baruch Adonai, Olam Bo Israel.
Now, so it's the same kind of melody. Well, the question is, what do you do after that in order to go into the Shema? Okay, there are two ways of solving it. You can say the Shema Israel in the same in the same melody.
Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Eloheinu Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Amen.
Now the problem is that in some congregations they want to insist that you would sing, say, the Shema like the one that you use on Shabbat. It is very difficult to do that.
Switch.
The melody is so powerful. This melody is so powerful that it makes you forget the other Shema. Do you remember how you do the Shema?
Shema Yisrael. I was asked to do because there are so many children who are otherwise will not participate. So that's actually what we do. It was the discussion.
My recommendation would do
is. You never did that.
It was not a matter of insisting, but it was a matter of that. You couldn't repeat it so in the melody that I...
If you need to do that...
They help them.
Don't lose the thing, because if we know it's all gone, then whatever the initiative is in the same way, also on Shabbat. Just, you end up, like in Kolonel Shabbat, where it doesn't matter which day is of the year,
okay, so my recommendation is that let this melody make you forget the other melodies and just do this one. I think it's beautiful. People can learn it. It's so simple. Especially if you do, they are reminded by the Baruch Hu and what you've sung before. So I think try to insist that this is the melody for Shema on the Shalosh Regalim. Now then, after the Shema, you have Adonai Eloheichem Emet. We didn't write it down here, but how would you do that?
Adonai Eloheichem Emet.
Yep, very simple, like that. You could do even a little bit differently. Adonai Eloheichem Emet. Even that. I mean, but any melody that will take upon this melody would be fine.
But it's also difficult to switch from the Torah song.
That is true. That is it's not so terrible. I mean, it's much easier to switch from that melody than to go to the Shema. Yeah. So you go to the Tanim and you go. Now, then we go to the next section, and it is Verahu Banav Gevurato.
You skip the Emet Emunah Kol Zot. How would you do that?
Good question.
Emet Emunah. You can't do that, but that's really Shabbat.
No. It doesn't fit to this Adonai Elohim Emet where you have
to. Adonai Elohim Emet.
Listen to Miriam.
You could. Miriam has a suggestion. Miriam has a suggestion. Okay, let's hear.
Actually,
an incomplete melody.
And how bad is it to just do the Shabbat.
If you can switch,
if you feel comfortable and you can do that, that's then all right.
But it's a bit strange when you end the Shabbat Lechem Emet in the special Nusach, only this sentence, and then again you switch again to new.
No, okay. So in that case, if you are intent on doing then you have to do Adonai Lechem Emet in the same way that will lead into that. Otherwise, you confuse everybody, including yourself.
First of all, yourself.
Right. So, then in that case, then do it. If you want to do the Adonai, you want to do the Nusach, then you do Adonai Lechem Emet also in Nusach. I think that would be the best solution for you. Now, וראו בניו גבורתו שלחו והודו לשמו ומלכותו ורצון קיבלו עליהם. Now we have the words כמשה ובני ישראל.
וראו
Now, that melody, this melody of the Nusach goes very well with Sukkot melody. It is actually, it's the same Nusach. The Sukkot melody is actually a rearrangement of the Nusach melody. This element of A flat G, da da ni la ra. It's for the for Sukkot melody. This works very well. It is more difficult to do it when you get to the Pesach melody, which is audio.
We have arranged
the way you get into the holiday. So
the Nusach is the Nusach. Actually, because of this Nusach, which is double major minor, you can make quite easily transition to major and quite easily transition to minor. Which is quite. You just have to pick the right tone. If it's to Pesach, and then. You use it.
That would be very good. Yeah,
you can
do it this way.
If it's in Chadorah, and then you have to do Moshe uvene Israel. You have to know the function. Always the question mark, and what is the answer to this question? It has to always be there.
Okay, so we for Pesach, we Gilad is absolutely right. In this case, the major will not confuse you. It is somehow it will work out with a melody. Because it's on the low, it begins on the lower part of the melody. What do you do on Shavuot? Which melody are you using on Shavuot for Micha Mocha?
It's better to begin with a B.
Right. We talked about that you it's better to start on a second part of the melody for Kemoshe Uvnei Israel, and then you do Micha Mocha in the first part of the melody. Okay. So that also can be worked out. So we have the melody goes Shavuot.
Mi kamo ha
Okay, so Malchutcha, how do you do Malchutcha over Necha? Yeah, you do. You continue with the same melody of Rivkaya Mifnei Moshe, Zeili Anu Lamu, Adonai Loch Lo Lam Vaed. Up till the end of Adonai Loch Lo Lam Vaed, you always use the melody of the particular holiday.
Pesach Shabbat. What's written here? Yoppa confuses a bit. And I think I recorded my version as well as Yoppa's version.
There is only Pesach.
Yeah, for Pesach, I'm not sure where it was, but there was some confusion. You had to repeat a sentence because you ran out of melody. And
for Pesach, he recorded.
First get the story and then we talk about
the case. Oh, what's written here is not what we're doing now.
Where do you have the melody here?
No, that was the Nihamah for Pesach. That's what they recorded.
Yeah.
It's not the finish the myth. Okay. Then we go to the Ne'emar. And the Ne'emar, you switch back. The Ne'emar. Very simple. If Adonai and Yaakov, Yalom Yad Vazat Mimenu, Baruch Adonai, Gal Yisrael.
I know that is this Shabbat Musaf, because last time you said that you do the Michamos on the Harp melody, but with
Nehemiah,
you should
return
to the Shabbat.
Only on Shabbat.
Yes. Chol HaMoed.
On Shabbat Chol HaMoed. On Shabbat Chol HaMoed. That means the precedence for Shabbat Chol HaMoed is Shabbat. The precedence for the holiday, if Shabbat happens on the holiday, then it is the holiday.
And that's
discussion. Yeah. So, it is very important. And if you have the need to do both, like when you have the Shamru on Shabbat, when a holiday falls on Shabbat and you need to do the Shamru and Vaydaber Moshe, the first one comes with Shamru and you do it in the Shabbat melody, but you use such a melody that will not confuse everybody when you transit to the Vaydaber Moshe. And the rule is for these things is whatever is frequent comes first.
Yeah.
Whatever is frequent comes first. So therefore, Shabbat is the Shamu, and after that, like a Moshe. Okay. So I wrote down alternative nusach u'shmot zeteinu. Not alternative, I mean it's the same nusach, but I don't know why we had it in parentheses, because people don't do it, or I can't understand that. Ushmotet heinu boheinu lechayim ulshalom meyaka ve'adolam ufros haleinu. And then comes Vaydaber Moshe. So the question is, what is the custom to do Vaydaber Moshe here? You have it here at the end. There are various ways of doing Vaydaber Moshe. Stick to you to the custom of Amsterdam. This is Lewandowski's melody. Actually, It is very nice to when you sing it with a congregation. It is even nicer when you have a big choir that does it in four parts. Now, the question is, what is the custom of Amsterdam, Jewish liberal community, or I mean the Dutch Jewish community, to do the Chatzik Kaddish? In what nusach? Are you doing Chatzik Kaddish in the Yom Nahavdil? Brown, I'm asking you.
This a point I have to because I do the regular Shem Shabbat Chatzik Kaddish. I don't know. I don't know Shalosh Avarim Chatzik Kaddish.
Okay. Basically, yes. From the point of view of the way nusach works.
It's there, it's page 67.
Where?
In the Kolin Avitzpila.
Yeah, Kolin Avitzpila we have this, the Chatzik Kaddish.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but.
Yeah? Same nusach again?
It's similar to this nusach, it's a little bit more of the way. Yid Gadol V'Kadosh Shemei Rabba V'Yalem Od Yivrach Yutei V'Yam Lich Malchutei V'Chayechonu V'Yomechonu V'Chayei Lechol Beit Yisrael V'Agala V'Zman Kariv V'Yimeru Amen.
You have to switch today. Shemei Rabba. Otherwise, I won't sing it.
So the way it should be done in by you, if you want to use Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach Le'Alam Olam Le'Alam. So. And then you go. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpar v'yitkomam v'yitnos v'yitomam v'yitnasei v'yithador v'yitale v'yitalal shemei nekudesha v'lichum v'yam y'berichu as in Germany. The Chazan used to repeat Berichu. So that there he elaborates the melody. He makes the melody more elaborate. So what we need to do is I need to record this melody. Or if Gilad wants to record the melody, and this is a beautiful way of doing it. If you don't want to do it this way, then you have two choices. Number one, the default choice would be what Bram is doing right now, and that is to switch to the Friday night Chatzik Kaddish. Another choice would be to elaborate the same melody as you had here for the Chatzik Kaddish.
But
I found
on the website
this
other melody,
you say. Yeah, that's for the Kaddish Kabbalah, I think.
No, Chatzik
Kaddish. Kaddish I didn't do.
It was a custom to do various lovely melodies for the holidays, and it's quite nice to have them. That's fine for the Chatzi Kaddish, in order to make it different from Shabbat and make it. The minhag was especially on Kaddish Tizkabal, but also on Chatzi Kaddish. On Thursday, I'm going to sing one of these melodies, which were used on holidays, on sometimes on Friday nights, and this comes from Shalom Friede, who was Chazan in the synagogue in the Ashkenazi synagogue in Amsterdam at the beginning of the 19th century, and it has some Hasidic, or he was not a Hasid, but it has some Hasidic or Polish overtones. I can give you that melody too. This will be, I hope, it will be recorded, so you can use it. It's with an accompaniment of choir. But it can be done solo as well. So you can use any of these melodies on the Chatzi Kaddish. I would not do that on, say, I would not deviate from the Nusa of Chatzi Kaddish from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That is sacred. You don't change the Nusa there. But for the Shalosh Regalim, you can use a jolly melody like that.
What do you do on the Torah?
Chatzi Kaddish, there were all sorts of minagim on Chatzi Torah for Chatzi Kaddish, and they range from funny imitations of Nusach pieces from various things, like, you know, they would do a Hanukkah.
That we do for Kaddish.
Yeah, Kaddish. They would do also a similar thing on Kaddish. Or some Chazanim would take the opportunity and use all sorts of tunes which have nothing to do with the synagogue, but kind of secular tunes and rondos and minuets and things like that.
And also, isn't it also the Tachshaton that they use? They start with
Tachshaton?
Yeah, they start with different melodies.
Not
Tachshaton.
In the Yom
Kippur.
Here's tomorrow morning.
So what we need to do is right now is to record the Kaddish by Lewandowski, if you want to use it, and if you know of any other Kaddish like that, or like Simchat Torah, or the Kaddish that was recorded by Gilad, then you can use that one. But that concludes the entire section. After that, we have the Amida. So The Amida in Shacharit is, as I said, is made of two nusach pieces. The first brachot are done according to Shabbat nusach, and then you switch to the holiday nusach. How do you switch? You switch at the end of the Kedusha on Shabbat morning. Like, if your congregation sings Yimloch Adonai Leolam Elohim Tzion V'dor Hallelujah. Now, you want to prepare the Dov V'dor Nagid Godlecha already in the Nusa. Therefore, and this was recorded and will be on the website.
That's awesome.
And that motive, is the main motive of the Chagim.
Number of the choir.
Which okay. So, I recorded also a Tavu Chalchanu, Mikol Amin, and there is only one problem there, and I'm and the question is, how is it done here? Because there are various ways of doing it, and the a very good way of doing it is, of course, the Lewandowski.
You have the Chalchanu, which is very similar to the Lewandowski.
Right. Yes.
Very high on the bottom.
Right, so that's a very good one to learn. That's a very good one. The Atav HaChatanu that you have
on the website. It's on the website.
Yeah.
The Times will be there soon because it goes on the CD. The Arabiyabo will be there also. And we have good books on there already. And this is there already. And the third part, the Asiyabo, is also on the CD and will be on the website.
Okay, so the Atav HaChatanu by Lewandowski, if you want to look it up, it's on page 55, number 74, and is recorded. Atav HaChatanu Mikol Amin. Vatitel lanu Adonai Eloheinu Be'eloheinu Be'ahava Shabbatot limnucha. If it's Shabbat. Umo'adim lesimcha Chagim uzmanim lesason Et yom chag amatzot Yom ha-Shabbat hazeh Et yom ha-Shabbat hazeh ואת יום חג המצות הזה זמן חירותנו באהבה מקרא קודש זכר ליציאת מצרים. And then it goes אלוהינו רבותינו יעלה ויבוא. It goes into V'techezenayneinu b'shulcha l'tzion v'rachamim Baruch ata Adonai Hamachazir shechinato l'tzion. Amen. L'tzion. Amen. Yeah, you can do the V'techezenah. So you have recorded many parts of these you have also the Hasieno there,
and now this goes on with this Nusach, but it's not it didn't write it for the Retze and for the Modi Manachullah.
What he says, you know, he
in the same way.
Yeah.
But that's the bracha, the fourth bracha, Shabbat Yom.
Right.
What do you do with the fifth, and seventh?
Okay, now, Sim Shalom, you can sing any melody that you want.
No problem.
Provided you finish. Baruch Ata Adonai, Amevarech Et Amo Yisrael, Bar Shalom. Amen. Any melody that you want. Sim Shalom, Baruch Ubracha. Roshenu Avinu Kulanu Kechal, Yopanech Hagiyot. And then Baruch Ata Adonai Amevarech Et Amo Yisrael Bashalom.
That you do also for the Avodah and the Shifa Bacha and the Avodah, and just do something and then end with the
well, you have the Al Kulam. לכל החיים ידעו לך תל אביב, אני סתם לך חזן סתם.
מודים, אנחנו לא... שעצר אדוני אלוהים.
Yeah, you can do anything in that nusra. Or what you can do for מודים אנחנו לא. Have the congregation read it. And then you have לכל החיים ידעו לך תל אביב, or לכל החיים ידעו לך תל אביב, ויעללו את שמך באמת, היי שועתנו וזרתנו סלע, ברוך אתה אדוני, הטוב שמך ולך נאה להודות.
Just going to add one more detail, I think. I think they took it wrong with about the Shabbat. After the Kedusha, Yismach Moshe. Which is a very nice melody for. So, you know, really, you have the Avot and the Vavot and then a big Kedusha, give people a chance to relax. So the rest of them, you know, also the Nusa, which is very quiet, before you get into the Torah service, which again brings up the time when the Sim Shalom. So, you know, you be up on the mountaintops. Calm down, the people breathe, boring for a little while, because then when you come back, you can feel it. If you stay up there and you are all beautiful all the way, you kill everything. You know, the contrast is important.
Yeah.
And these things, the other way, the boring is everything. There's a purpose. It's supposed to be. So the change
when
between the
people,
two.
When can people follow us?
During the sermon. So it's also useful if you have people in the congregation. You start the service sometime when you go in. Not so straight away, but before Baruch Hu somewhere. So that you're now going to have different melodies. It's not because I sing wrong. Go to the heart, and these are the melodies you don't want to sing. Right. Listen carefully, enjoy. People get confused. He said, no, there's going to be something different.
Complicate a bit more. There is this Tal and Geshem thing on Simchat Torah, Shmini Atzeret, and Pesach.
Yeah.
And then the Chatima and the different, I guess.
Okay. it's complicated enough as is.
But we talk about four times a year when two of these four times are different.
But you have a composition that which tells you how to do it.
Okay.
No, but the rest of the that's what I asked. The rest of the
it's simpler than you think. The Tal and Geshem. You say Tal and Geshem in the Gevurot section.
Can I just ask before we do that? Do you know what we're talking about?
Okay. I'm okay.
Yes. Right. I think we must make it too complicated at this moment because it's
let's make it very simple. Very simple. Do we have it here?
Yes, at the very back.
I was just asking a simple question.
Yes, if you know all the background, it is very simple. If you don't, you're lost.
That's the same as my neighbor said yesterday in the meeting of all the home owners. Yeah, every idiot knows that you have to, when you paint the windows, you have to start by, I don't know what he said, but that's the same thing.
Of course everyone knows.
Everybody knows that, duh. We don't.
If you look at page 272, if you don't have it, I'll pass it around for you. 272, take the CD.
Give us the melody and give the CD, and then I want to ask for something I don't know.
Twice a year, there is a prayer for nature. Special prayers for nature when the season change, and once is on Shmini Atzeret. For us, it's also Simchat Torah. It is praying for rain, and the change of season is calculated according to the land of Israel, not according to some other places. And believe me, we need it in Israel very much. So it's a very important prayer. Anyway, so the prayer for rain, is done at on Shmini Atzeret. It is part of the Musaf service. And inform congregations and various minhagim about that, and maybe one day you will explore it a little bit more. But what is important is that on Shmini Atzeret you have this prayer for rain. On Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, you have the prayer for dew, tal, tilat tal. Here you have the prayer for tal. Now, why? When is it said? It is said before you change from Mashiva Ruach and Morir Gashem to Morir Atal, and vice versa, before you change from Morir Atal to Mashiva Ruach and Morir Gashem. So there is an insert on Shmini Atzeret and an insert on Pesach, one for rain, prayer for rain, and one for prayer of dew. This was considered so important, so important, that the Chazan sang the first prayers up leading into the first prayers of the Amidah, Baruch Ata and Ata Gibor L'Olam Adonai, in a special Nusach which is based on High Holiday Nusach. And you open the Aron HaKodesh, and the Chazan used to change his clothes for that to white.
Also the Chatzi Kaddish.
Yes. So the Chatzi Kaddish before Musa, and these two prayers, Baruch Ata, are said in a special Nusach, which goes Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzchak And it's very similar to the Ne'ilah, to the Ne'ilah melody. There are some differences, but it's very similar to the Ne'ilah melody. Very important moment. So it is only, it changes the Nusach only for the beginning of that. Once you said the prayer of Gashem and you say Mashiva Ruach Morida Gashem, you go back into the regular Nusach.
So let's okay, so on Pesach, let's take Pesach for instance. You do this Chatzi Kaddish, the special one for the Tal, then you do the special Nusach. First, second Bracha, then Kedusha. That's normal. And then you do the transition by the Dor Vador.
Yeah, and you do it for, as you do and the you other do holidays for Pesach.
And then you go on, special.
Okay, so what we need now, what we need now very much, is after we confuse you, the thing is, it's less confusing now about the Ma'ariv of Four Shalosh Regalim. We know what we want to do for Ma'ariv and Shalosh Regalim, and we have the music in front of us. So that's easier. It's more complicated for the Amidah, because we have a combination of various recordings and so on. Now, we have another workshop tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
so, I don't think that we could
who wants to go on?
And I would like to at least sing to you a few times, and maybe you could join me in singing one of the versions of Atah V'Chartanu and things like that, so we get this idea of that musaf. And start working with it from the recording.
I assume most of you know Chaim's recordings on the CD. That's what you used to. Yeah.
It's very good.
So we stay with that instead of with the Levadovsky one, which is also there.
Yeah.
Stay with what you have. Yes.
Yeah. So could anybody volunteer to sing tomorrow the version as it is, or maybe Brown would do it, or any of
you
would
do it? You mean Anna know it? Anna knows it. Yeah.
Okay. So we need to hear it. And we need to repeat it so that everybody knows it. Okay?
Everybody knows it?
I don't see Hannah here. So she will be here tomorrow in the workshop?
Nobody of you never? Come?
She will do it tomorrow in the service. So listen carefully what she does in the morning, tomorrow in the service, and we'll work on it a little bit in the workshop. But in any case, I recommend very highly. I went through this recording, and it's very good. It's a bit different from the Lewandowski, but it's fine and good, and it's good news. So,
it's right, Nusach. The mini part. Yalev Yavu, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's the one that Tanya used in the Birkat HaMazon.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same one that you come across in the Amidah, Yom Shabbat, which you don't use under the line, only for Chol HaMoed. But the same text coming back on the same. So you have it several times.
Then you have Shabbat.
You do the same 158, but you're not doing that tomorrow.
No.
Because you learned the other one.
No, and it's Chol HaMoed and it's a Shabbat. That's what you told me last week. Which
Nusach? I didn't know
Shabbat.
Shabbat. Shabbat Nusach is Shabbat.
Atta Echad
is the regular Shabbat, yeah.
Nothing. I'm glad you now changed to Chol HaMoed. You're saved.
Okay.
Well, this is supposed to
be. Right, the bar is over.